This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code GWN639.
By Four Club, get clothing based on your style preferences and the season sent to you every month. Get 50% off your first month with code MMA50.
ButcherBox, get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts.
J&P Cycle, save 30% off with code MMAN.
Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 342.
342!
My name's Nicole Michael.
Background of the show, by my fans, for my fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
This feels like old school. Remember the days when we taped two shows in a night?
Yeah, it'd be like 3 in the morning, we'd be finishing. Yeah.
Except I'm not tired right now. I feel like it's weird.
Could be that all that CBD oil.
I think the CBD oil has put me on a different wavelength.
Stuff's shit.
I'm like, it's weird. Like, I came in all stiff from working out. And I feel nothing. Is this really that good?
Yeah.
My it is. I was upstairs. Like, I stretched out from it. I'm like, I don't feel sore. And why is this? It's weird.
Huh. It's the shit.
Interesting. CBD oil. The Diaz brothers are on to something.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel more alert as well. So hopefully.
It's 12:15. Feels like 8 o'clock for me. I feel like I had a caffeine injection.
Yes. So we should just CBD oil all day long?
Fuck yeah.
It's totally legal too, right?
I think. Questionable legality.
It's not illegal and it's not legal.
Right.
It's morally.
You can buy it and it'll ship it to you in any of the 50 states. So, and that, it's legal. So, we just watched Bellator 180.
Bellator.
Bellator pay-per-view. Yes. Overall impressions.
Love the broadcast format. I like the Goldberg prelims.
Root.
Yes. Goldberg is back in MMA capacity. Not so much a fan of the Marvel-Nalo combo that they put on the pay-per-view.
No.
I don't have anything against Mauro, but after the Goldberg, it felt like it's kind of like home, you know, and then they take it away.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that.
Felt all warm and fuzzy, and now I feel awkward and going, what am I watching again? I know what I'm watching here. Don't know what I'm watching there.
Right. So.
And you had Josh Thompson, Brendan Schaub, Mike Goldberg working the desk.
Yes.
Actually pretty decent.
Not bad. Schaub did not annoy me this time.
No, he actually let people talk, which was weird.
Mm-hmm. He's quite the dapper man, too, in his little outfit.
In his little pocket hanky.
Yes, sir.
You know what else I heard Goldberg say during the prelims? He said, burpees are stupid.
They are stupid. I hate burpees.
I guess I like the man. Can we get them back?
You do the burpees?
No, never.
I do the burpees. They're horrible. Dude, you can get the like 25 burpees and then like if you're trying to do 50 and then the next 25 are brutal. I don't know what it is about the burpee. It's weird.
I don't know.
It's very strenuous on your body, the up and down thing. The other thing I really liked about Bellator was the walkouts of the fighters.
Yeah. You know,
they had this cool background TV thing going on, super high res with the floor that lit up and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It was
plus,
cool.
Plus, it protects the fighters. Because remember,
what
was it, Matt Brown in Brazil was getting punched by the fans, and how many hat thieves do we see? This takes care of all of that. And you have, like, what you're saying, the floor with the, I don't even know what technology that shit is, with the screens, you got the backgrounds. They need fireworks and fire.
Fireworks. Yeah, well.
Sparklers, maybe. It'd
be cool if they did an outdoor event and just blew shit up in the sky. What do you think the over-under is for the buys on this thing?
Wow. I don't know, because initially I wasn't going to buy it, and then, you know, watching the prelims, like, hey, I kind of like what I'm seeing here, and then end up buying it. What did I originally say, like 20,000?
I don't know. You said something pretty low.
Something ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. You got Fedor fighting. I'm going to go with the 200,000, I think, is a safe bet.
Okay.
Because that's kind of like the low end of the UFC.
Gotcha.
Probably, you know, the high end of a Bellator.
High end of the Bellators, the UFCs. Okay.
Yeah. It was a weird card. So I think some of the prelims that we're not going to talk about were, there were some awesome fights on there.
Were they better than the main event fights?
Yes. Well, except for, I like the Fedor fight, but let's start with Davis versus Bader.
Okay.
Was that, are you not entertained, Dingo?
Davis versus Bader was not so entertaining.
I know. Is it shocking, though?
I don't know. Two wrestlers with, you know, okay striking. I don't know. They had a lot of respect between each other, and it was like, Bader fights are like that, though, sometimes. It's like either exciting and he gets KO'd or KOs, or it's like just boring in between. Yeah. What do you think won that fight?
Fast forward through it. like 30 seconds. It was a split decision. Bader got the win. I could care less, because if I'm not entertained, I don't really care what the outcome is. Move right along.
Good point. Next.
Larkin versus Lima.
Weird. What happened to the man's foot? Ankle.
What do you mean? That wasn't that one. That was a Chandler fight.
Oh, sorry, Chandler. Larkin versus Lima. Yes.
Larkin versus Lima was another boring fight.
There was one.
Both guys not really wanting to engage.
There was like 30 seconds of really good action. There was almost a KO, and then there wasn't a KO.
Right.
And that's all that happened in the whole 25-minute
fight. Yeah, we'll save you from watching that.
Yes.
So Lima gets the win, and then he's going to fight Rory McDonald next. And Rory, they're talking to him at the desk. Like, what'd you think about that fight? Like, I am just unimpressed.
Like, monotone the whole time.
I'm just ready to put more bodies in the grave.
Yes. Oh, he did say that.
Like, okay.
Did you write that down? Nice.
No, but I just, fuck, man, that guy.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
And they wanted, they're going, what should we call him? Is he the Red King or the Canadian Psycho? Gotta be the Canadian Psycho.
He's putting bodies underground. He's gotta be psycho.
Yes.
Kings don't put bodies in the ground.
No.
Yeah, people for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a man of his word. I think that's gonna be crazy. I believe he takes this whole thing based on what we just saw. It was not exciting performance.
Then we had Aaron Pico versus Zach Freeman.
Yes.
In the everyone's touting Pico like, oh my god, he's the second coming. He's gonna do this, he's gonna do that. And then Freeman hits him with an uppercut. Locks in the guillotine. That's it.
Good night.
I just shocked the world.
I like tap and I'm going to sleep. Yeah.
Awkward. Moving along. And then we have the Chandler versus Primus.
Chandler is the one with the crazy foot. So I'm still not clear exactly what happened. Apparently he stepped back and twisted his ankle and broke something. But it just seemed weird to me. I don't know. Like there might have been a prior injury or some freaky thing going on.
It looked like he was on Queer Street, but it wasn't because of his head, but it was because of his foot/ankle.
It's like a Patrick Cote Silva.
Yeah.
Like a freakish.
Or the Tyron Woodley on Carlos Condit where I kick you in the one leg and then your knee on the other side blows out.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So it looked bad because every time he tried to plant on that foot, it would like give out.
It was gross. And then there was that point, I don't know if I could post a GIF, I'll try, where he goes to, he stands up when the doctor stops the fight.
Oh, God.
And then some asshole pulls a chair out from under him and he goes to sit down and fucking falls down.
No chair.
Like, what do we do with some Three Stooges shit? Come on, man.
I just got my foot broken.
I guess the fight's over. Guy can't stand up on his own.
Yes.
Fucking jerks. So Prime, and then Primus is celebrating like he just fucking won the lottery. Like, dude, you won by a freak injury. Tone it down.
Yes.
Tone it down. Obviously, they're going to do a rematch, but.
As they should.
And then we move into Fedor versus Matt Mitrione.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, it's weird. It's another double knockdown thing going on.
And we've never seen that live. Like, you see those on clips and, like, pie organizations.
Yep.
Never seen that in, like, a legitimate fight.
Two solid right hands landing
at the same time.
And unfortunately, Mitrione took Fedor's and Fedor didn't take his.
Yeah.
You know, I believe Matt in the post-fight was like, oh my God, he's on the ground. Got up and just started hitting him. So, I mean, it was pretty impressive the fact that Matt took that punch. That was pretty much a solid Fedor right hand. I'm not surprised, I have to say.
Yes.
He ends up finishing him. Is it a KO, TKO? KO? TKO.
It was a straight-up KO. And then Goldberg said he didn't get to call the Mitrione fight and said he promised Mitrione afterwards that he would say, and it's all over, just like that.
Yes.
I think that's quality. That's why Goldberg should be calling the entire card.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. Mauro, you should like go back to wrestling or
something.
Or Showtime.
Yes.
Showtime boxing or something.
He does a lot. And the WWE.
Yeah.
So do you think Fedor continues fighting?
Yes. They just keep putting him out. They're going to wheel him out in a wheelchair. It's going to be like, here. Here's a wheelchair. Stand up. Get in the cage.
Poor guy. Shows no emotion. Feels nothing.
No. That's the Russian.
True.
I feel nothing but the vodka.
Yeah, I like this shirt. I want one of those. Whatever that was. Some Russian vodka sponsor.
If anybody knows what company that shirt is made by, it can send us a link or something Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, whatever. Send us some. I want to buy that shirt. That's a badass shirt. I definitely want to buy that. I'm in.
For sure. And then we have there was a main event, which was Fedor versus Mitrion. Mm-hmm. And then there was supposed to be another main event, which was Sonnen versus Silva. Mm-hmm. And then they stuck some Neiman Gracie.
Random fight inserted in between.
Like, what are we doing here?
I think they were messed up for time, so they're like, who wants to fight? Okay, you guys fight. Or something weird happened.
So they put six fights on the main card. Then you go to Sonnen versus Silva, and then let's do the national anthem for each country before again.
That was so weird.
And initially I was like, oh, this is fucking gay. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? And then Navarro comes out, and then I think you took the picture.
Yeah. You want me to send that to you?
Yeah, yeah. Him in front of the two screens, and you have like the flags in the background and the fucking thing on the ground.
Looked pretty cool. Both guys with like their hands on their chest. Yeah. You know, even the Brazilian.
So that looked cool. But again, it's just awkward to do it before the main event. I always thought if you're gonna do it before the event starts.
Right.
That's the point. You do it, and then you kick it off, and you could always kick back. Or do it some other time. Right before the main event is not it. Maybe before the main card, I could be okay with that. Before you get into it. Because it puts this weird lull in the action. You just take everybody down. The whole place is fucking silent. That's
crazy.
Not what you want before the main event.
No.
So we have the Sonnen versus Silva fight. What's your take? What's going on here? Two old men fighting it out.
Well, my initial thought was it was completely scripted. And I'm still not sure if I'm wrong about that, because Vanderlei was definitely upset after the fight was over, or looked to be that way. But Chael, you know, dominated pretty much the top game of Smother and Lay and Pray, which is not unusual. I mean, he's employed this against other famous Brazilians, if you recall, Anderson Silva.
Yes.
I was not impressed with Vanderlei. I was not impressed with Chael.
I was not impressed with Ortiz. Ha ha! You got clipped, pussy! Shut the fuck up. Aren't you retired? Shut the fuck up. Sit down. Shut the fuck up.
Except he was pissed. Chael was addressing him directly.
Yeah.
After the post fight.
His head was going to explode.
Yeah, and Chael getting the gangster routine back, talking about he hates New York.
Fuck New York.
And he wants to kick everyone's ass.
Fedor.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh my God.
Who wouldn't want to fight Fedor if he's getting KO'd all the time?
Yeah, I don't like his chances in that fight.
Chael?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Chael versus Fedor? Hmm? But yeah, so this whole fight was just pretty much Sonnen on top, a brief flash knockdown from Silva.
Yep.
There's that point where Silva's on the bottom, he's got the guillotine locked up on Sonnen, and he's not squeezing it, he's just holding on, trying to catch a breath. I think that's in the second round. Then Big John's like, stand up!
As he should have. They were both resting.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to hang out.
Like, it's just weird to be in holding a submission and get stood up, but I think the right call. Uh-huh. And, what was that, man? Weird, just a weird set of events.
Yeah, it was worth the watch.
Yeah.
I think it was good to support Bellator. I'm curious what they're going to do for the next big pay-per-view. What's left? Maybe not that much, but we'll see.
You're gonna keep rolling Fedor out for a second.
That's why he's got to keep fighting.
See, but they missed the thing I think you were calling for. What the hell is going on?
It's the Fedor.
Pronounce Fedor.
You do it better than anybody.
Where is that guy? He would have been perfect for like when the dude's ego is fucked up. What the hell is going on? We need him. Make it happen. Bellator. We've got time.
We know his name.
No. Russian Borat. That's all we got.
Russian Borat.
But let's just comment on, wow, what a difference between Bellator and the UFC. Look at someone who's trying to progress the sport now. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoyed watching this.
I did too.
It more so when Goldberg was calling.
Yes.
But
it felt like home.
If he could get back, if he was doing like the main cards, I could be way more into this.
I feel like two tactical errors happened tonight. Number one, Bellator missed an opportunity to introduce the Goldberg to the pay-per-view audience and allow him to kind of run a pay-per-view. And number two, UFC made a major mistake in letting him go.
Yeah, because we were talking about it. Like, who is more valuable to the UFC? Is it Goldberg or Rogan?
Well,
and what did we come up with?
I think it might be Goldberg.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Smith fits the Rogan.
He does.
almost to the T.
He's got a bald head.
You know? Same old thing. It's right there.
A little short guy with muscles.
Right.
You know, God's. Yeah, it's weird how much I guess you don't really see how much he has an effect until he's gone and comes back. And you realize, like, wow, that might be the voice of the UFC. Like, I know it Rogan's the man and all that, but...
He's your hype man, but you need that calm, cool, collected, semi-retarded at times guy bringing you through this event.
And I wonder if that's been part of what's been missing in the UFC for me is the Goldberg factor.
Well, it's once they sold it, you've just lost the heart and soul. Plus, then you also get to see all the fighters wearing different colored shorts. They have flavor. They have sponsors. They have their banners. And you have the walkout. You have some thick ring card girls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bellator is winning across the board. And
winning!
Then you look at their welterweight division, that top 10 is comparable to the UFC's. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's better, but I'm saying it's comparable. It's comparable.
That's probably the only weight class at this point, but they're working on it.
Yeah. So the heavyweight is...
sketchy. It's a little sketchy. Give them some time.
Yes.
Give them some time. They have brought in Rory McDonald. They're building a division around him, so, you know, that makes sense.
And 185 when he moves up to take that belt, too.
He's going to have both belts?
That's what he says.
Conor McGregor style?
I believe the man.
He's going to challenge Conor McGregor to a Bellator or UFC fight.
That's right.
Okay.
Are we done with Bellator?
Yes.
Move along. News?
Well, since we were just talking about Conor McGregor,
sure.
Let's get into that real quick. The biggest news of perhaps the last week or so. McGregor and Floyd Mayweather officially happened August 26th, I believe.
Something like that.
So they're going to fight boxing. They agreed to terms. Things are good. UFC's happy. Mayweather happy. Shit-talking ensues. Thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of thoughts. I'm not surprised that it's happening because there's too much money to be made. You have to make the fight happen. I don't know if I want to give predictions because I'm always leaning towards, obviously, the boxer, who's 49-0, to continue to be winning in a sport that's his. It's rare that the mother man from the other sport steps in, with the exception to Ray Mercer stepping into MMA and knocking out Tim Sylvia. Tim Sylvia wanted to stand and bang.
That wasn't really a fight, though. That was two fat guys brawling.
Right, but still, the boxer won, and the arena, you shouldn't.
Makes sense.
But you were also talking about, when we were watching this, McGregor is really big into the secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
You believe it.
Big time.
And
the
it
secret.
Happens.
That whole, you know, believing. Visualizing.
And hasn't that been his whole career?
He kind of
basically, when he came into the UFC, he said he was going to, you know, become a two-division champ, get all his money, get out, and now he's going over to boxing, and if he believes he can knock him out, I don't know.
You can't stop him.
Right.
If he's he got, like, the horseshoe up his ass.
Yeah. Mayweather's up there in age. Like, I saw some training video. He does not look in the best of shape, but who knows?
You think he's going to Mike Tyson him? Like Buster Douglas style?
It's like it could be the perfect storm where you're catching the guy at the end of his career. I want to say they're talking about some USADA drug testing for this too.
Yeah.
So you may have the playing field is not level. It's not level. But you may have closed the gap a little bit with age and no PEDs.
Mm-hmm. McGregor's a bigger man too.
Right.
My only big question is can McGregor actually hit him? I don't know. If
that's that and can McGregor carry a gas tank for 12 three-minute rounds?
Yeah, that's a long time. You think it's going to go the distance? I don't think it will.
I don't know. I want to save my predictions.
Okay.
The other interesting takes on this is, who do you think is going to be on the undercard? Since we're going to have a boxing match, are they going to do other UFC fighters versus boxers?
I don't know. That'd be cool, though.
Or do you do just, like, fucking spectacle? I want... a kangaroo versus a man.
There you go. They do those videos are funny online. I watch those.
Yeah.
I watch those sometimes for comedic entertainment.
Because I feel like if you're going spectacle, you got to go full spectacle.
Okay.
And not just put like boxer versus boxer. Just go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I know we're a little short on time though, because we're already in what the end. We're almost at July. You got August.
Yeah.
I think Nate Diaz. I think some boxers want to fight Nate.
Sure.
You know, Stipe has been calling people out. I don't want to see Stipe fighting, but. Let's see what happens with that.
It'll be interesting. And my question to you,
mm-hmm.
to close this topic out, is do you think, win or lose, Conor McGregor will fight again? Ever? in any sport.
I actually think he does.
Yes.
And we were talking about this, that if I was Dana White, I would make Conor agree to, like, if I'm going to give you the Mayweather fight, you're going to fight three more fights in the UFC. That's the deal.
Three?
Otherwise, you're going to pay me back $100 million. That's my stipulation.
Is it three fights?
Maybe. I want three more
out
of the man.
One, but yeah, three.
At because least. You don't have any other stars. No one's drawing people. And then if you have Bellator stepping up, hopefully that pay-per-view does more than 200. It'd be nice to see like a 300 to 400. Mm-hmm. We got a challenge, but I don't know.
I say he never fights again. He doesn't have
it's
to.
It's a lot of money.
He's going to make a million, a couple hundred million after he's done with sponsors and everything else.
But the way he's blowing money, I don't think he can get away. And
do you think he visualizes himself blowing the money? He's like, I'm going to do this with it.
Well, I think it's too. I think these guys, especially if you were in the prime of your career, you want to retire, you have all this money, he's going to get that itch to fight so bad that he's not going to be able to stay away. The money's not going to keep him away. Hmm. If you're a fighter, you're a fighter, and he's a fighter. He's not just some athlete like Rumble, who I still say will come back to fighting.
He's going to walk away in his prime. Going. Yeah, yeah.
I don't see it.
You can get some of your CBD oil from him.
Yeah.
Hit him up on Twitter. What's up, Rumble?
Hook me up.
Hook a brother up.
And then the last thing I thought was interesting about McGregor, they said he's able to get his own sponsors for this Mayweather fight and doesn't have to wear the Reebok. So how many sponsors do you think he's going to get, and what kind of caliber of sponsors? Like, where do you call the line?
I think he'll get less than more, and he'll get big names.
Condom Depot?
No.
Dynamic still, Fastener?
Are they still around?
Dude Wipes? I don't know.
That would be fucking cool, though, if you went back to, like, old school.
Fuck yeah.
Corn Nuts. What else was there? Condom Depot was one.
You could.
Dude Wipes is not old school.
No, no. Well, old school. Can you do Zion's?
Zion.
Does Mickey's sponsor?
Get stung.
Toyo Tires. Those are all the old. Does he go tap out? They're like about, a WWE brand awesome. Now, but.
Should come out in all tap out gear, like special outfit for him, all green velvet.
Yeah. Well, you gotta guarantee the guy's gonna be in green shorts, green gloves.
Yeah.
It's definitely gotta be a spectacle. Guess we'll have to watch it.
We might have to. Well, not might. For sure. August 26th, though?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. I got something going on that day. Can't watch it.
Yep.
Damn it.
Fired. What else do you want to talk about? You got any other news?
Well, we talked about a few things already. Well, I'm going to talk to you about this Matt Hughes situation. Apparently, he got into a wreck with a train a few days ago. And there's conflicting information on the interwebs. Some people commenting here and there. Of course, we wish him well. I don't know what the story is. It's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. But it does not sound good. So.
Nope.
I mean, what do you say? It's like, it doesn't sound like he's going to make it, but people are putting some weird spin on it. So.
Like, the family said he has no internal injuries, no broken bones, but he's unconscious in a coma and kind of responsive. I don't know. It's weird. I don't wish bad on anybody, so
I'm not even Bible thumping Matt Hughes.
No,
right?
And I was never a fan of the guy. So hope he recovers. And you had what, Tim Hague was another fighter?
Yep.
That just passed away.
In boxing, no less.
Right.
He got his bell rung a few times and had apparently swelling of the brain that they couldn't and boom, he died. So I mean, I still say I was talking to Keith about this maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know, messaging back and forth. I still think boxing, out of all the sports, boxing is one of the most brutal for CTE because you take repeated punishments to the head with those big-ass gloves. You're taking a pounding these guys are.
Standing eight.
Yeah, there's no finality to a lot of it. It's like MMA, you get knocked out, boom, you're done. Yeah. And I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's worse to get hit once and be concussed or to get hit a million times and be okay, but I would assume the million times is worse.
Or to get a fist stuck right up your asshole.
I think people would like that.
That might be better.
Can you use lube?
Never.
Lube it up, twist it up.
Never.
It up, in and out.
I don't know. It's late.
It was late.
I'm having weird thoughts.
I'm wiry.
Can
Keep, stay on that side.
Don't get near me. Come on, Ingo. I've got smelly salts.
No. Get away.
I'll bring it back in.
Yeah.
Just when you think you're out.
Okay.
I'll bring it back in. What else is going on?
Well, that's it for news for me.
Oh, I heard a rumor of Damian Maia versus Tyron Woodley at UFC 214.
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen?
No.
Joe Lauzon gave an interview with the MMA Hour.
Oh, yeah?
He was basically saying all fighters should be more positive about the Reebok deal.
Why?
Because he's trying to equate it to, we're never going to be able to get another sponsor because everyone's going to see how we treated Reebok and now we're kind of screwed. But why is he so like gung-ho for Reebok and gung-ho for the UFC? Are they paying him on the down low? Like, you're a guy. You're a guy, man.
Maybe. Or he's just being honest. I don't know.
Well, he's also made so much money off of Fight of the Night bonuses. He can probably say whatever because he's making more. I thought he said he was on a 62-62. Mm-hmm. But it's 62 plus 50, almost guaranteed every time he fights then. Because it's Fight of the Night or Performance of the Night. And then he just kisses more ass, so he probably gets more of the bonuses than he should. I don't know. I think it's curious. Because he's like, the only fighter that is publicly speaking about the Reebok. Like, oh, it's so great and blah, blah, blah. And plus, I think they're like 10 miles away. The headquarters is 10 miles away from where he lives. So he's always going in there and blah, blah, blah. Like, getting hand jobs. I don't know.
Hand jobs?
I'm just saying. UFC 214's got their poster out.
Yes.
The Cormier Jones 2. What do you think of this?
That's weird. What am I looking at? Is this from the bottom up?
That's a poster.
Yeah, very strange poster. Why is Cormier upside down?
I don't know. Is this a heaven and hell?
I think it's like maybe.
Heaven and hell? Or is it, oh, what a feeling. I'm dancing on the ceiling. I don't know what I'm looking at. Do you like it or not?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Do you like it?
No. I mean, I applaud we're trying something different, but you gotta do something else. I don't like upside down people. That was like the fucking Jose Aldo Max Holloway poster. Like, look at it. You flip it one way, one guy's right side up. The other guy's right side up. Flip it up and down. Like, don't make my brain work like this. I don't need to see upside down. Are they gonna fight fucking upside down? Maybe. Then don't show him upside down. Guy comes out like this. What the fuck?
He comes out like a little rope. He swings in. Hey, I'm dangling. Here I am.
And the other thing is, does that fight even happen? Because Cyborg and Megan Anderson are having a title fight on the same card. Why wouldn't they put them on there?
Yeah.
First time that fucking Cyborg's going to fight for the title, and you're not going to put her on the card. A poster to advertise the fights. When this fight may or may not happen. Mm-hmm. Odds are it's not. Moving right along. Skipping that. John Anik tweeted this out. He said, BJ Penn is a plus 180 underdog versus Dennis Seaver, who's minus 230. Penn in search of his first UFC win since 2010, and Seaver returns from a two-plus year layoff, and Seaver looked like unbelievably skinny at the weigh-ins, like ill.
Yeah.
I think because he got busted for some PEDs, but neither here nor there. What do you make of that? BJ Penn being that big of an underdog against Seaver.
I think it's fair.
You?
Yeah.
He's training with the Marinoviches.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't think the magic will happen again?
I'm not feeling it. I'm a huge BJ Penn fan.
Come on.
The last few fights has been, I'm so disappointed in whatever this product is they're putting out. I don't want to buy this product.
But
I want the old product back.
I hear you.
Can you? The version 2 sucks. I want version 1.
But I think this is the right person for him to fight to prove he's still got something.
He don't got it, man.
He's got it.
I don't think so.
I hope it's blasphemy that he's an underdog against Dennis Seaver, who hasn't fought in 2 years. It looks like shit. Visually, not.
But
in the
he's
ring.
German!
Okay.
Isn't this fight happening overseas?
Scheiße!
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck.
The Germans are the best in the world, okay?
Why is that?
Because, I don't know.
Because they have all the scheisse porn!
There you go.
All the scheisse you can take! We eat in our mouth.
Perfect. We're getting slap happy.
I don't know. Jai Hendrix misses weight yet again.
Wait, like this weekend?
Yeah, he's fighting tomorrow.
Oh boy.
We're recording on Saturday.
It's not
so
good.
He weighed at 188, 2 pounds over. His second time.
That's 3 pounds over.
No, because you could be 186.
Oh.
Cha-ching!
I count if when you're bing, over, bing. I count from 185 up.
2 pounds over the weight limit. What? You're granted 1 pound.
How is it possible that he misses weight again?
Well, it's funny because I thought it was going to happen at his first fight. So he's moving up to 185. I said, for sure he's going to miss weight. He didn't do it the first fight, does it the second weight. Or second time, maybe.
It proves that his problem is entirely mental.
Well, I want to ask this. This is his fourth time missing weight or being pulled from a fight due to weight issues. Is it his problems with weight? Is this a lack of discipline, lack of PEDs, or lack of kidneys at this point?
I think it's a matter of willpower, and he's probably one of those individuals that has some procrastination things in him. Like, I'll be fine, things are going to be good, like, don't worry. And that, so, like, he gets... Now he knows he can do 185, so he's even less strict on himself. So that he gets close to the fight, it's the same cycle that keeps repeating itself.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter the weight. He could fight at 200.
I think he needs to fight at 205.
He's still going to lose weight. Miss the weight.
Heavyweight then. Fuck it.
Just
5'4".
300-pound Johnny Hendricks.
Heavyweight.
He weighs it at 216.
Might as well be happy.
7 and misses weight by a pound.
He'll be like Pat Barry up there.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe. He's too small.
I don't know.
He's a tiny dude. I interviewed the guy. He's shorter than me.
I know.
He can't weigh 250 pounds at 5'7".
Why not? He can't.
Impossible.
He might. I just think he may have been cutting weight so much that he can't do it anymore.
Maybe.
Is it that or the PEDs?
Could be.
UFC's getting high tech. They're going to start adding sensors to the fighter gloves coming up in the next 6 months. And they're going to put them on the shorts, so you'll be able to get real-time stats during broadcasts. So you'll know punch count, punch speed, the impact of a punch, where the punches are landing most frequently. And do you think this is going to help or hurt the broadcast? And I'll lay it out like this. Do you remember when hockey pulled this bullshit with the, I don't know
the
what
puck.
They call it. They would highlight the
puck.
Hated it. And then they would put the puck. Whatever stream, at least someone passed. Ooh, now you can see the puck. Someone took a shot. Oh, it goes with the red streak.
Yeah, no.
Puck streaks.
That was bad.
Right. So it's like they're trying to make that failed terribly.
Oh, yeah.
Because they thought, we got to make this a little more exciting and a little more fan friendly. So let's fuck the visual up.
I don't even think there was one person that liked that.
No. And they carried it for a long time. A
couple
time.
Years, wasn't it?
I think they even may have done a whole season. It was horrible.
Okay.
It was so horrible. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think they're going to go that route?
I hope not.
Like, every time you throw a punch, there's a streak behind it. Looks like a goddamn video game.
That would not be good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be cool if you can use it sparingly and not rely on it. Sometimes a fight can just speak for themselves, unless it's Bader versus Davis. You may need a little, all right, add the bullshit. We need a little action.
Yes.
All right, moving on the line, my last thing. So, Andrei Arlovsky just lost another fight. He's lost his last 5 fights in a row. Do you think it's time for him to retire?
Yes,
or
please.
Will we get another
He'll fight again.
Resurgence?
But he should retire.
Is this part of the heavyweight plan? Like, just, he's a legend.
Yeah, maybe.
Let him keep fighting.
Yeah, he should fight Fedor again.
I think.
And now's a good time.
He's got a shot.
And then Tim Sylvia.
Okay, 7.
Yeah.
He can never get enough Tim Sylvia.
One after another.
It's all good. All right, moving right along. Ass nuts. I said, one slide. Waiting. All right. What fighters do you root against?
Ooh. Well, I think you go first.
Michael Bisping, Ronda Rousey, Dominic Cruz, Frankie Edgar. That's on my list.
John Jones.
Yeah.
Don't like the John Jones.
Sorry.
Who else do I not like? He's the top on my list, I would say. Who else did I root against? I think it's just John Jones. John Jones!
Junior Dos Santos!
No.
Yeah, no.
Trying to pick the nicest guy ever.
Right.
Jeff Ellsbury asks, would you rather have Goldie and Jimmy Smith do the commentary for a fight or Rogan and Kenny Florian?
I think we answered that question.
Yeah. Goldie and Jimmy Smith all day, all night, all day. Rodrigo Machado, close it out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rabe train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Hey. If your mom and wife swapped bodies, which would you rather fuck to switch them back?
What? The fuck kind of question is that?
Okay.
I'm disgusted.
Would you rather fuck the top half of Emma Watson on the bottom half of Hulk Hogan? Or the top half of Hulk Hogan on the bottom half of Emma Watson.
Oh my
All
God.
I need is cock. So whichever way it gets to be cock is the way I'm in.
You are weird this week. He's lost his damn mind. Stop smoking that crack, man.
Would you rather have Dunkin' Donuts for free every Monday or free tacos every week on Taco Tuesday?
Free tacos all day.
Yes, Taco Tuesday.
Best.
Fuck, marry, kill, women of Street Fighter edition. Chun-Li?
Oh, yeah. I like me some Chun-Li.
Cammy.
Oh, nice S. Nice S. SS.
And Sakura.
Sakura. Oh, wow. She's got a little... We're going to have to kill the first one, which is Chun-Li. No, that's a tough question. Chun-Li, we kill Chun-Li. We fuck Cammy and we marry Sakura.
Okay. Wanna marry Cammy... Fuck, Chun-Li, kill Sakura. Nice. Good knowledge. So I'm watching TV the other day. Mm-hmm. And it says Roadhouse starring Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. Roadhouse 2017. What the fuck is this? I thought they canceled this movie.
They did not cancel.
So I turned it on and I gotta wait through 5 minutes of commercials. On like a weird channel which shows movies with swears, but there's commercials. Mm-hmm. And here's what I see.
Patrick Swayze.
Does that look like Ronda Rousey? Tells me it's Ronda Rousey.
No.
2017. Apparently, someone fucked something up.
That is the original Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze. Rest his soul.
That's right. That movie's legendary.
That's fucking
can't
awesome.
Fuck with it. He ripped his dude's throat out. His girlfriend was pissed off at him, too.
Yeah, can't be doing that.
Can't be ripping throats out when I'm a nurse
not around
and
the
or a doctor.
Not cool.
Just not
definitely not going to get another date if you do that.
No. I don't know if I had other stuff with knowledge. You got anything else?
Knowledge-wise?
Yeah.
No.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, coming
it's
up
like soon. 2 weeks. A little over 2 weeks away. Get
I'll
in the game.
I go back to watching TV once a week for an hour.
Yes. That's it. Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of Everybody Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Hi, Rose. Thanks for playing.
Until next time.